Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about constructions and drones, how they work together on a job site. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Modern technology in need of the day. Modern technology, I'm going to repeat this. Modern technology is the need of the day, which is today's times. The industry and our business will be flourish if we do not, will not flourish if we do not accept the technology as part of our daily lives and the incorporation of it in our business that will take it to the next level. The growth of the business is larger extended dependent on how open we are adopting technology in our lives and substantially in our business. For people who are the owners of big construction companies, they might find it extremely difficult to go to every job site that is running parallel in different places of the state. It is virtually impossible for him or her to make a trip to each of these job sites if they are located in different cities and states. So what can he or she do to get it updated report? Well, they have two options. They can either rely on the reports that are sent to them by their men and women or put a camera to check the status of the work in a timely manner. Basically putting one of those job site cameras up. Again, it is possible to put cameras all over the site, and cameras will be in stations at one place at a time. They will not be moving, which will not portray the correct picture. This means that installing the cameras at different locations of the jobs will not do any good to them as long as they have something they can move throughout the location and give live updates to them. Here comes the importance of drones. The flying machines can be used to get live pictures of the work happening on the job site. The cameras of the drones will always rolling around the business owners to see all the progress that is shaping on the job site. This can compare with a report he or she has received by his people. It's just that the drones are used to provide the ground report, which can then compare with the report he or she has on his table. Number one, what does the drones do here? It allows you to better control on the project while you are on holiday or vacation. It is a fact known to every person in the construction industry that owners of big construction house do not get to spend quality time with their family. It is always business for them, and at the end of the day, they are so tired that they have nothing left for their family. Now, suppose that you have a long-planned holiday/vacation, and this time you have decided to finally take the family for a vacation. However, you also have important projects going on whose progress you can't miss to check. You got to keep up to date on that. You can make sure that the drones catch live pictures and correspond with your employees on the ground. In this way, you can spend time with your family, holiday in Hawaii, and also keep a close watch on the progress of your report. Next, using drones can prevent delays in the project. By getting regular live pictures, you will be able to identify the mistakes happening on the job site. You can jump in straight and point it out to the respective supervisor or superintendent and ask them to correct this ratification. Correct it fast. Ratify it. Had this skipped your attention, it would have taken the project on a ride and caused delays in completion of this project. We all know that production means everything. And if you're way behind on production because you have to fix something, drones pay for itself. So if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. 1340. Thank you and God bless.